Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth is with us. And we're talking about extreme wealth. Extreme wealth. Beyond imagine. But beyond what you can imagine. And we're talking about, you know, the Queen. And some of the things that she owns. Gwyneth, any comments about the real estate? The billions of acres and the castles.
Anybody who doubts that magnitude of real estate, if you live in Australia or New Zealand or Canada, just remember that if something's marked on the map as being Crown land, that's what the Crown in Crown land means. And there's Crown land estates that... some of them are 100,000 acres for just one estate. Some of them are, you know, it's close to a million acres just for one estate. And usually they're termed as being, state parks or national parks. But when you look at the actual title of the land, you find out that it's Crown land. And so that's fairly interesting, because, I mean, we've got a state park just down the road, and that's 10,000 acres, and that's Crown land. So there's one example. And these estates are all over the place, all through the Commonwealth and all through the UK. So if you added them all up, I quite believe that there would be, 6 billion acres?
Yeah, that's right.
Crown land.
So she has a handbag collection. Now, there's some knowledge that there's some Hollywood actri who have, these fantastic shoe collections. They seem to think that, these high-heeled shoes that damage hardwood floors, with those spiked heels, they're really important, and the more of those you have, the better. Well, there's no Hollywood actress that has $500,000 worth of shoes. However, the Queen has $500,000 in value in handbags. She has about 200 of these, and the brand is Launer, if I'm saying that right. Maybe Launer, L-A-U-N-E-R, handbags. They are from a very luxury London designer of handbags. Those are the ones that the Queen likes the most. And so she carries them one at a time, and she has about 200 of them at $2,500 each. And these are accessories that are in the telecommunications department. When she carries a handbag, although it's not a wireless telecommunications device, it is a telecommunications device because she telesignals what she wants to have happen with the way she carries her handbag. From, the way she positions it, where she puts it, those are all signals to her staff. That's unknown to us. Now, maybe there's a monitoring device inside. I don't know. Maybe it is electronic as well. But it is used as a signaling device for her staff. For example, If she's having, this is a little bit of research that I've done. I can't prove it. I haven't had dinner or lunch or breakfast or even a biscuit with her. So I really, I haven't been there firsthand. But what I've researched has told me that if you're having a meal with the queen and she happens to put her handbag on the table, that means within 5 minutes, that meal's over. She's done. It's over, and her staff is going to end the meal. She's not going to do it. She's going to have her people do it. Any comments on that, Gwyneth?
Yeah, I quite believe that because that sort of, it just fits with the way that she operates, And as well as that, you've got to understand how this class of people operate. They do hardly anything themselves. They get their people to do it. And, it's come out recently. It's coming out more and more in the press, but this is always how it's happened, about how the pyramid structure is how these globalists generally operate. There's a few people at the top, and they give their orders to the people underneath them. They give the orders to the people underneath them, and then so on and so forth down the line. And that's how they can manage to accomplish all these changes. And that's how, the word goes out. This is on a little bit of a different topic, but, face masks are bad. And then suddenly everybody, drops the face masks. And then 3 weeks later, you must all wear face masks now. Well, 3 weeks beforehand, they were all saying how they were completely ineffective and a health risk, And then suddenly everybody wears the face masks and you get bashed up if you go down to the farmer's market without your appropriate face mask on, it's just, and people say, well, how does this happen? And it's exactly what you said. Her people show you out the door. Now, if you come to my estate and I think that you need to leave, I'm going to tell you that you need to leave. I wouldn't do that, Vincent. I'm just saying you generally, I wouldn't get my people to do it, even if I had a fleet of staff working for me, which I don't, except for the odd bulldozer driver that I happen to hire. this is it. I would say directly, but they can't or won't do it that way. That's how they operate. They get their people to do their bidding. Does that make sense, Vincent? And the handbag thing is a small example of a bigger system.
Yeah, just kind of like presidents get their people to do their bidding when they beat up small countries. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. The Queen has a pretty interesting art collection. I don't think she would live long enough to spend 30 minutes looking at each one. Okay? I don't think her life expectancy is that long. She has 150,000 works of art. Now, I'm not suggesting. Yeah, I'm just saying that 30 minutes times 150,000 is so long. She might not live that long if all she wanted to do was just study each one for 30 minutes and move on to the next. Now, how much is that? Well, some of them probably aren't worth all that much. Let's say maybe the least valuable of all of them would be $1,000. Now, that's ridiculous, because the least valuable is probably $50,000. The least valuable. But if they only were worth $1,000 a piece, that's $150 million in art. But that number is way, 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 way low. Way low. It's probably off by a factor of 100. So that's just the artwork. And, we talked about the cars, we talked about the horses, we talked about the tiara. She has a Fabergé egg collection. I mean, I'm not interested in that. She owns Westminster Abbey. Westminster Abbey. She owns Hyde Park. She owns the Tower of London. You know, and she also owns, you know, in the esoteric world, a colony of bats, B-A-T, you know, the animals, bats. She owns a colony of those. And they live at Balmoral Castle. They've taken up residence, so she likes to catch them with a butterfly net, you know, and she owns the world's largest clear-cut diamond. Now, some people would be proud if they had a quarter of a carat, you know, engagement ring, third of a carat, half a carat. Some people own 1 carat. The extremely wealthy, you know, are really proud, and they'll show off their engagement ring on the internet. I'm talking about the, you know, the actri of the world. You know, they might have a 2 or 3 carat rock on their finger, and they're really proud of it. Well, she owns the largest clear-cut diamond in the world, 530.2 carats. So it's probably worth upwards of $50 million. I'm not making this up. That's just one little tiny speck of her wealth, a speck. She has 3 crown dependencies. She owns the state of the United Kingdom. She has 14 overseas territories, including Gibraltar, the Falkland Islands, and 16 Commonwealth realms. Now, don't think the Commonwealth realms are, like, tiny. One of them is Canada. Another one is Australia. Another one is New Zealand. She owns the Island of Man, the Channel Islands, Jersey and Guernsey Islands. It's a lot. It's a lot. If she were to say grace and thank the Lord for all the stuff that she owns, she'd never finish. She wouldn't live long enough to finish to say grace. Am I exaggerating, Gwyneth?
No, not at all. But what I think we need to think about is, you know, how this particular family, you know, accumulated all of this. And I mean, I know that a lot of it came through warfare, through skullduggery in previous generations. You know, fiat laws of saying, okay, let's make a law that the Queen owns all the dolphins and whales, you know. And a lot of it came about that way. But I think that there is something that we can learn from her, which is the concept of building multi-generational wealth, okay. And her family has been building their multi-generational wealth for hundreds of years. And they somehow all managed to agree that the kids are not going to squander it. Oh, except for Harry and Meghan. Sorry. But, you know, mostly they have some sort of an agreement that the next generation is going to continue to build the wealth and is not just going to continue to squander it. You know, that is, I think that's a very important concept, and it's something that we all need to lay a hold of, is the concept of estate building. And,
you know,
I can hear music coming. If we could discuss this more.
We're going into a break. Yeah, we've got some other things to discuss as well, but I'll give you one more staggering nugget. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And a couple more quick nuggets of what the Queen owns. She's into precious metals. And so she owns some gold. She owns more gold than anyone else, in my opinion. Because she owns the rights to all of Scotland's gold mines and activities. That's a lot of gold. So we couldn't go through the list of what she owns in 2 hours. And she also likes shopping. Not specifically going out shopping herself, but she likes real estate in the retail area, I guess I should say. She owns 4.3 million square feet of retail space. 4.3 million square feet of retail space. The wealth is staggering. And the lesson, if you want to think of what have you learned from this, if you want to put a single thread through all of this, it's exactly what Gwyneth said. This family has figured out, if they're careful, if they don't squander it as, you know, new wealth, if they don't squander it, they can pass it on from generation to generation to generation, and that's what they've done, except for, you know, the two problem children, or the one problem child and Meghan.
Hi, Earl.
Those children.
Earl.
Yeah. Yeah. So other than that, they have figured out how to do it better than anybody else because they're the biggest by far. I mean, think about it. 4.3 million square feet of retail space. It's huge. But they don't brag about it. So, Gwyneth, any comments before we get into Kamala Harris? You know, the gal who's running to be vice president, ultimately, in her mind, president of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Any other comments about the crown?
Yeah, another lesson that we can learn is going back to the pyramid structure that they have. Just, excuse me, I've got a sneeze coming on. No, it's gone away. what it is you've got to be aware that the people at the lower levels of the pyramid are never going to accumulate that quantity of wealth because they're... energy, including their wealth, gets sent back up the top of the pyramid. Because one thing you didn't mention was that she is the recipient of the taxes. That's one thing you didn't mention. And that is another huge paycheck for her. And if you're going to accumulate any type of wealth, you have to figure out how to be the top of your own pyramid instead of being a sub-level on somebody else's pyramid. And if you can figure out how to be the top guy or the top girl of your own pyramid, then you maybe have a chance of building some degree of wealth. And if you can train your children that one day when they inherit that wealth, that they ought to build on it instead of squandering it to hand on to their own children, then your chances of having multi-generational wealth increase vastly. You know, there's very few people who can do that, who can manage to, you know, even on a small level, build their own little pyramid so that they even have a degree of comfort in their old age. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. And the way I did refer to it in this broadcast was, you know, that the villagers are paying for all this. And that's what you're saying with the taxes.
Yeah.
I had a discussion with one of our boys yesterday and the day before. And we were talking about equipment. We're talking about all this old equipment that we have that we patch up. And one of the things that we're patching, the reason we have to patch all this up, is a lot of our equipment was destroyed by the greed of Citgo, the oil company, and Orscheln, the farm and ranch store. And they've settled an 18 point something million dollar class action against them, selling defective mislabeled product as lubricant, which destroyed a lot of farm equipment. I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Sally coming ashore this morning in southern Alabama and along the Florida Panhandle. The big rainmaker is moving very slowly and could dump as much as 20 to 30 inches of rain on some parts of that area. In Pensacola, Florida, they've already seen a lot of rain. Mike Wood is a police spokesman there.
We have officers that are doing rescues as we speak that were not able to travel to these homes where homes are flooded, and they are going through the water on foot, reaching these people to try to get them out of their homes.
The wildfires rage in several western states. As for Oregon, fires have burned over 1 million acres now. 10 people have died in the state, and 2 towns near the California border have been destroyed. In southern Oregon, the wildfires have impacted over 40,000 people, destroying over 600 homes. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
New Mexico dealing with a bit of a mystery in the sky. Hundreds of thousands of birds have been found dead across the state and in parts of Colorado and Texas as well. Some experts say the wildfires on the West Coast may be to blame, forcing the birds to migrate early. Activist comedian John Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel. Miami Marlins owner Derek Jeter might be giving Tom Brady an eviction notice. Jeter rented his home to the new Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback back in April, but now Jeter has put that nearly 22,000 square foot home on the market for $29 million. The walled estate on 1.25 acres has 7 bedrooms, 8 full bathrooms, and 8 half baths. It's believed to be the largest residence in South Tampa. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And again, that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my. When you go to DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, here's the rest of the story. Orscheln Farm and Home, the store, the chain store, and Citgo teamed up and they sold a product and they called it tractor hydraulic fluid, and it wasn't. It was flushing oil that's used to flush out the lines at the refineries. So this is just a waste product. They put it in 5-gallon buckets and they labeled it as suitable for tractors, and they had pictures of a tractor on it, and they said it, you know, was for John Deere and Ford and Massey Ferguson, etc. I'm going by, you know, I'm just going by memory. Okay, I don't have it in front of me. And they sold this product and it destroyed lots of equipment, millions and millions of dollars worth of equipment. But only a small portion of those who had their equipment destroyed learned about it and became part of this class action suit, of which I was part of. And so we're going to get some kind of compensation for the damage. probably not enough. But I mentioned to our son, so what are your thoughts? What do you want to do? Do you want to fix all this broken equipment, or do you want to buy another used piece of equipment instead? What do you want to do? And he said, Dad, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. So here's a guy who we might get enough compensation to, you know, buy a replacement. I'm not talking about new. I'm not talking about shiny. I'm just talking about a different piece that maybe wasn't damaged as badly as ours. So would you like to replace it? And he said, no, we're going to fix it. So the point I'm trying to make is, even if he got enough money to buy a new piece of equipment to replace, not new, but replacement, he wouldn't do it. And that is the way that the Queen and company have been operating for generations, hundreds and hundreds of years. So just because you have it doesn't mean you have to spend it. And that's assuming we had it. We don't have it yet, so who knows? Who knows if we'll ever have, you know, even $5,000 to replace, you know, some of the hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage that was caused by Orscheln and Citgo to our family. And I wanted to mention something else. One of our farmer friends was visiting us a couple days ago, and he was traveling. He has a job where he drives a truck and picks up equipment and delivers components for a fleet of trucks. Okay. Not necessarily tractor trailer, but, you know, a large truck to bring heavy parts to the field where, you know, outside the state, that kind of thing, long distance. And he was bringing an automotive axle part to another state. And he had been driving for hours and hours and hours. And finally he decided he was going to stop and get a bite to eat at a restaurant. So he put his mask on and went in, and the mask fogged up his glasses. And because it fogged up his glasses, he didn't see this change in height between the parking lot and the sidewalk. And he fell. Face planted. Got all banged up. Became disoriented. And he really hurt himself. People had to help him up. They saw him, you know, face down on the sidewalk. And that is one of the undiscussed problems. Just one little speck of a problem with what's happening with the coronavirus, the corona panic, and the changing rules, mask on, mask off. Our president has been recorded by Bob Woodward as saying he downplayed the coronavirus. That was a couple days ago. Now he's saying he upplayed it. This guy can't keep the story straight for more than a couple days. And maybe there are reasons why he's doing this. Maybe there are reasons why he's stretching the truth, lying, obfuscating, confusing, etc. I'm not saying that I don't want him to be at the helm, because the other choice is unthinkable. I'm talking about the plagiarist. That's unthinkable. And the plagiarist sidekick, Kamala Harris, unthinkable. She's a gun grabber. I'm saying that we can't figure out what's going on, because at the top, the middle, and all around us, we're being lied to. So I wanted to share that story about the face mask, because, Gwyneth, you've been talking about hypoxia, and this farmer friend of mine knows who you are. He's listened to USA Prepares, and he actually knows a bunch of us. He's met several of our instructors. He's a really good guy. I'll even give you his first name. His name is Stuart. Wonderful man. I consider him a gem of a friend. Absolutely, I would do anything for him, and so would the rest of our family. So here's a guy who fell victim to trying to do the right thing. Okay. Kamala Harris, or Kamala, however you pronounce her name. What's the story on her, Gwyneth?
Yeah, she's got a really, really interesting family tree. She is descended from a slave who, back in the day, had intercourse with her slave master, who happened to be Robert Harris of Coffee Plantation fame. And if you go into a supermarket, you can go and buy a packet of Robert Harris coffee. And that is the, I'm not saying that she's from the main branch of the Harris family. In fact, I'm pretty sure that she's not. But she is, that her ancestress was, you know, for whatever reason, found herself being the bed warmer of Robert Harris. And, you know, she, like, I've got to mention something here, which I've mentioned to you, Vincent, that my ancestor was actually the governor of Jamaica. And that was Sir Alexander Lindsay. And probably Sir Alexander Lindsay was also a slave owner. But the difference is that Kamala Harris still believes in the slavery business model. And I don't. And my ancestors have not believed in the slavery business model for quite some generations. We've realized that there's a better way of doing things. But Kamala Harris was back in the day when Bill and Hillary were living in Pennsylvania Avenue. She was the one who was responsible for setting up the prison industrial complex, where I think that prisoners got paid a dollar a day for making various items in prison. Don't I remember hearing about that somewhere? And some of these were for very expensive brands, including Victoria's Secret. And there's actually a news article out there somewhere on, probably somewhere on the internet, called Victoria's Biggest Secret, where female prisoners were paid basically peppercorn wages for sewing women's underwear. And this was supposed to be part of their rehabilitation, but what it really was, it was basically slave labor. And she has the cheek to lecture us about how Black Lives Matter and about how she believes in the emancipation of black people in the United States. I think that she's a hypocrite. Does that make sense,
yeah.
Vincent?
Yeah, and well, she is a hypocrite. Now, I can give you just two examples. I've already mentioned these on the radio, but I'll do it again. So when she's traveling, you know, she's anti-AR-15. I've got one in the studio. When I say class, just me and a couple Colts, I'm talking about a Colt AR-15 and a Colt 1911. So a 45 ACP handgun and a Colt AR-15. That's what I mean by a couple Colts. So she is anti-black rifle / AR-15. And she wants to grab them, as my research has indicated. And yet, when she travels with an entourage of people armed with those black rifles. So they are good enough for her to be protected by, but unacceptable for the riffraff, meaning us, to protect ourselves with them. That's who she is. So you can't believe anything that anyone says who's running for office, because they lie, they cheat, they obfuscate, they confuse. And so anybody who's been in office, I would say do not reelect. But the problem now is we don't have a choice. We can vote for Donald Trump, who would be a little bit better than Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist and his sidekick, the gun grabber. No matter what happens, class, you've got about 49 days before the chaos really gets into a higher gear, in my opinion. I'm not trying to be a doom and gloom purveyor. I just believe it's going to happen. And I've said to my family yesterday, had a little family meeting, another one, had them all the time. I said, okay, I'm going to make it really quick. If you knew that you had 50 days, 50 days, to get whatever you need to get while you can still get it, before the chaos reigns, even worse, what would that be? Think about it, write it down. Now, that doesn't mean you have 50 days. That means that tomorrow it'll be a little better chance of getting it than the next day. And the next day will be a little bit better than the next day. And each day we go closer and march further toward that 50th day, the harder it's going to be as we get closer to day number 50. That's my opinion. Now, I could be absolutely positively wrong. Don't believe anything I've said or say. Do your own research. But if you think that that could be true, what would you do? What would you do if you had 49 days left before the chaos reigns supreme and the supply chain breaks even more? My advice to you is think about it, have your family meeting, and get on the stick, like right now. We've got Bob in Michigan. Welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Yeah, Vince, you were talking about face masks a little bit ago. You had a chance to try out the mask I sent you some material for?
I have not built one, and I appreciate you sending it to me, but I haven't really been anywhere where I'd use it. Not that I would not comply. If someone said, if I were going to a store, which I have not, that you have to wear a mask, I would wear one. But I haven't been to a place where I would do that. But before I do, and I plan, I will. I will. Your thoughts, Bob?
Okay. I just was checking.
Well, I appreciate that. Bob sent me some material that he uses in the production of his speaker grills. And he makes speaker grills for JBL and other fine instruments of audio reproduction, sound reproduction. Bob, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Hey, thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a quick comment on the news. So you might have heard hundreds of thousands of birds have fallen out of the sky. And if you watch Jericho, there was a scene in Jericho when a young woman gets out of her car. She takes a couple steps and there's dead birds all over the road. All over the road. And that was from the nuclear blasts in the television series Jericho, which I've assigned as homework over the years. So now we're looking at hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of birds falling out of the sky in New Mexico. Now, this has happened in other places as well. And they say it's a mystery. Well, it's not a mystery. It is not a mystery. You just haven't been told the reason why. Now, if you think about it, it's really kind of simple. We've got these fires, which have been called wildfires, on the West Coast. Yeah, California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, okay, and other states. So there's plenty of fires. And many of them have been caused by arson. Now, when these fires take off and they burn homes, there's plastic plumbing in the homes. There's insecticide in the homes, ant killer, weed killer, all kinds of insecticides and herbicides. And the other petroleum products, like the roof, the vinyl siding, etc. The insulation on wire, that gets volatilized, goes into the air, and it goes straight up. And then the birds migrating, because the temperature has changed, they fly through it and die. So is it a mystery? Hardly. Hardly. All you have to do is think about it. Now, are you getting a chance to breathe that same air? Of course you are. So the point here is, what are we going to do about it? I think, and I wanted to mention this, and I'd love to hear Gwyneth's opinion. I think that if an arsonist is seen in the South or in the Midwest, the hillbillies, the rednecks, the farmers are going to take action. If they see someone with a Molotov cocktail lighting it and throwing it to start a fire that's going to kill people, animals, destroy property, there will be an instant fix for that problem. It won't continue with that individual or individuals. I'm not suggesting that it happened. I'm just saying I can see it in my mind's eye. Farmers are not going to tolerate people burning down their farms. City people are a little different. They're used to calling the cops. Farmers, hillbillies,
no one.
Rednecks, not so much.
There's no one to call.
Gwyneth, any comments? Any comments?
Yeah, there's no one to call. There's no one to call. When you're in the countryside, you are responsible for your own security. Usually, small-town police are as bent as a dog's back leg, as the saying goes. They are corrupt. They can't be trusted. They're like Boss Hogg and, you know, Roscoe P. Coltrane in The Dukes of Hazzard. That sums up country police departments to a T. And there's a reason why that particular, you know, little set of characters was used in The Dukes of Hazzard, because that's exactly what small-town police are like. Actually, that's what metropolitan police are like, and that's what big-town police are like as well. The difference is that people can't see it in the big city, and they have been brainwashed into thinking that the police are their friend and that they're there to help them. But in rural life, we know that that's not the case. If there's here in Victoria, the farmers, the Victoria police, you know, for all their skullduggery, they have told farmers that they are entitled to shoot trespassers on site. And if there's anyone wants to come onto my land and seek to do me harm personally, yes, I'm going to call the police. I'm going to call them to get them to pick some bodies up, because that's what will be the eventuality. Because especially if people come to my property in the middle of the night, I'm going to fight them. I'm going to fight them with every ounce of my being, because, oh, that's my son's cell phone. because if I don't fight them, then, you know, bad things are going to happen to me.
Gwyneth, let me ask you this.
And storm your land.
Very quickly.
And there'd be a good outcome for you. Yeah.
Gwyneth, very, very quickly. We only have a few seconds left. What's happening in the farmer's market?
Oh, my gosh. The Victoria police have taken to storming through the Queen Victoria market in Melbourne.
If I used to...
Major farmer's market in Melbourne. It's 150 years old. And
we're talking about stormtroopers. We're talking about batons, shields. It's like gladiators. Is that right?
Horses. Riding police forces through the middle of the market. But what if there's a toddler there that can't get out of the way quickly enough? They're going to get trampled.
Gwyneth, thank you so much.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.